It's interesting, though, but, you know, when you start talking about this, if you start pushing the age up, for example, you take the same exact numbers, and instead of this lady being in her 60s, she's in her 80s. I mean, would you consider using trastuzumab without chemotherapy in a patient like that?
And I would. We actually had a patient who was in her 70s, late 70s, but had a lot of medical problems, enormous number of medical problems, and come from the Philippines, but none of them, you know, bad arthritis and some diabetes and hypertension, but none of them things that were going to make her die in the next probably 10 years. In fact, she's still alive, so that was the case. But if you have an ER-negative HER2-positive breast cancer in particular, and probably for the ER-positive group as well, based on current data, the chance that you're going to be dead in 5 years is much higher. It's not like, you know, do you really need hormone therapy because you're going to live 10 or 15 years anyway and you're already old. In that situation, it's quite different. So in that woman, we gave her actually Taxol alone because Herceptin, the data wasn't out. And then she went to surgery, and then the Herceptin data came out. We gave her a year of Herceptin with that. And then we have had some older women where we've actually used Herceptin alone to treat the cancer and been able to get the women to surgery, actually as neoadjuvant therapy.